I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mercedes in the Morning Show on the go. A lot of show in little time. Mix 94.1.
You ever do this when you're out having a couple glasses of wine, make some grandiose plans?
Oh my gosh, that's how you know I've had too many to.
Is that the sign?
I start like, we should go here. We should travel together. We start making travel plans with our friends. Oh. Like, we're going to all go to Europe together and backpack through the Alps. And I'm like, why did I agree to that?
I do the same thing. But unfortunately, I made the plans with my wife. This was during our break. The first weekend, we're in California for a horse show. And we're in the Dana Point area. Mm-hmm. And it's Friday night. I have a couple glasses of wine at dinner. My wife is saying she's really sore from the show. And when she had some downtime on Saturday, so I said, well, why don't you go get a massage? And she's like, sounds great. She's like, why don't you come with me? And I'm like,
a couple's massage?
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, okay. Is there anything?
Why do you say,
Because, and then, so I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, sounds fun. Let's go get a massage. And then I wake up Saturday morning. I'm thinking maybe she's not going to remember. And then Saturday like afternoon, she's like, I booked our massage appointments. You ready to go? And I'm like, because I just do not like getting a massage. Is there something that everyone else just loves, but you just can't stand it? For me, it's a massage.
What do you not like about the massage?
The whole thing is not fun. It is not fun. I've only had one other massage and was on our honeymoon 10 years ago. So we decided to go get this massage. And first off, she's like, we got to get there early to enjoy the spa. I'm like, what am I going to do in the spa?
You're supposed to like sit in the sauna.
How is that fun?
Get in the whirlpools.
Did that. Not fun.
Just listen to the music, meditate.
She's telling me this. You sound like my wife. She's telling me the same thing. I'm like, okay. So I'm there. I got my board shorts. And she's like, just like, no, you get naked for everything. And I'm like, I am not getting naked in the jacuzzi. I'm not doing that. So I went and I sat in the jacuzzi in my shorts, just me by myself.
Looking around.
We got an hour to kill. So I'm like, all right, I'll try the steam room. So I decide to, I took off my board shorts and I wrapped the towel around myself. No, the sauna. And I go sit in the sauna. I'm like, I'm just starting to sweat.
You're supposed to lay down there, take a little nap. That's supposed to get out all the toxins.
Then some dude walks in, some old man. So do you start talking to the person next to you? I don't know what to say. I'm like, how's it going? And he's like, fine. And we're getting the massage at this fancy resort, and we're not staying there. I'm like, nice hotel, huh? He's like, yeah, nice resort. And then he got up and left. So I don't think you're not supposed to talk inside the sauna. So then it's like, I'm like, okay, now I'm all sweaty. And I'm about to get a massage, so I got to shower and use like their accoutrements to shower and everything. So then I get prepped and I put my robe on. My wife's telling me I got to be naked when I get the massage. So I'm like, all right. So I'm naked under this robe. And then you're in a waiting room. And then the masseuse comes back and she's like, JC. I'm like, yeah. She's like, follow me. And then I'm walking through this hallway and I'm naked under my robe and I'm passing other people. And I felt very awkward walking down this hallway to my massage room. And then you get in there. It's just not comfortable. And she's massaging me and I'm all tense. And then I'm also like a teenage boy. I'm like,
why? Because she's touching you?
Yes. Yes.
You gotta relax with that. You gotta relax with the touching you thing. You always try to make it sexual, and they're there to make your muscles feel good and release those toxins from your muscles.
I know, but I am like a 13-year-old boy, and so there's things that are happening. And then she's massaging my feet, and I'm doing everything in my power not to laugh. Because I'm ticklish.
That is ticklish. I will give you that.
Oh, do you get the tickles too?
Well, I get that when I'm getting a pedicure, and then she starts like using the buffer thing on the bottom of my feet. I'm like, like I try so hard not to laugh.
Well, she does the front side of me, and she's like, you know, flip over, and she's holding up like the sheets.
Flip over.
So I flip over, and she's doing the backside and everything, and she's working my leg, starts at the feet, gets up to the knee, and I'm like, please stop, don't go any higher. And she works all the way up to your inner thigh.
Well, you have muscles there, JC.
I know, but I am thinking of like the most like grotesque, morbid things to keep my mind focused and so certain things don't happen on me. And it was just, I could not enjoy it. We finished the massage and it's all said and done. She's like, your wife has requested to see you in the relaxation room. I'm like, what is? So then I go and sit like in this room with my wife. I'm like, what? I said to her, I'm like, what are you supposed to do here? And she's like, we just relax and talk. Like, this whole thing, start to finish, was pure hell for me. I did not enjoy it whatsoever.
I have a couple of questions here. And what's the thing that you hate that everyone else loves? 702-364-9400. First, I had to look at this list that I saw this morning on what things people think are overrated.
Okay.
Because I thought massage had to be on this list. And there's no massage on here. But the thing that I hate that everyone loves is number two on this list. 68% of people think this thing is overrated, and everyone loves it, looks forward to it, can't wait, and I am like, ugh, and it's New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone loves New Year's Eve. Let's go out. What are you wearing for New Year's Eve? I hate New Year's Eve. I think it is such a just... so stupid, and I old acquaintance beard. Like,
it's,
it makes me sad.
Night.
It is, and it makes me sad. All it does is make me sad, because then I reflect on the whole year, and I don't want to be sad. I want to start the new year off in a good mood, looking forward to it. And so I think that's my thing.
That's your thing, New Year's Eve?
Yeah. The other question I have for you is, what are the gross, morbid things that you're thinking about during the massage to prevent you from getting excited?
I think of...
I want to know.
I think of like in-laws and intimate ways.
In-laws and intimate ways?
Yeah, I think of I think of like my mother-in-law maybe naked, aunts and uncles on her side of the family.
Oh.
Like I think of things that are just like, ooh. Like if I saw that, I shouldn't be seeing that. Like, and then I try to think of like if I have any problems, like I don't really have any problems in my life, but like. Think of like, oh man, I gotta pay that bill coming up. I'm like, I gotta do this, and then I start thinking of how much this stupid massage is gonna cost.
Oh, that's never nice.
Ugh.
Getting that bill at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, Michelle, what's the thing that you don't like that everyone else loves?
It's actually the opposite for me. I absolutely love putting peanut butter on my Oreos, and everybody thinks it's the most disgusting thing ever.
I've never even heard of that before. I actually think that sounds kind of amazing. I'm all about
that. Oh my
God,
it's so good. I have like my own jar of peanut butter because my boyfriend won't eat my peanut butter after I put my Oreo in it.
Oh, but because it probably has like the Oreo
crumbs in it and everything like that.
Another thing on this list that I think that you actually love that a lot of people think is overrated, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. That's number one. 89% think it's overrated.
I agree. I just pay attention to it because of this show to be able to talk about it.
Oh,
I'm the
okay.
same way. Yeah, The Bachelorette's going on right now. I have no clue what's happening.
Have you been watching Big Brother?
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
I love it.
It is so good.
It's so, so good.
Do you think
now.
Cody will get back in the house?
I think he will with the battle back.
But did you hear the twist that she dropped?
What?
She said this, and I could have sworn Julie Chen said this, that there's a battle back. You know, you get evicted, and you can play to get back in the house.
Yeah.
But then the house guests will vote or do something to decide to let that person back in the house.
Oh.
It's like a double battle back. Like, for some reason, whoever wins gets back in, but it's up to something in the house to accept him.
Come back?
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Mm. Did you hear that during your massage, or when did that happen? Monica says you're not alone. Massages are so annoying. So does melodies.
It was an hour long, too.
That's a long
And I'm like looking
massage.
At my watch. I'm like, that's fit. I'm like, we got 45 minutes to go. And then do you talk?
Do you groan? Do you go,
I did at one point.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
I went, oh. I said, is that a muscle or is that a stress ball? What's it called? A knot? And she says, that's a knot.
And you're like, you better not touch me there again. You groaned when you thought of your mother-in-law.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, so this is hilarious, okay? We just got back from vacation. We were off the show for 2 weeks.
Long time.
It's a long time, and I really missed you guys ton.
Uh-huh.
It was weird not seeing you every day. And last night, I'm doing my work, getting ready for work today, and it never fails. Anytime we take a vacation, the night before we're supposed to be on the air, I'm sitting on the computer trying to rack my brain over like things that happened in the last 2 weeks so we could talk about them. But I always forget, and I forget to make notes on my phone on things that happen. And so last night it happened again. I'm like, I asked my husband, I'm like, what happened over vacation that I can talk about tomorrow? And he goes, you know, you do this every single time you take a vacation, right? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, I made a list. And I'm like, what'd you make a list of? He goes, from the beginning of your vacation to the end of vacation, I've been keeping track of things that happened that you can talk about. And he sends me, he emails me this list. I'm giving you the email. He emails me this list of all these things that happen on vacation that I totally forgot about. And he goes, if you'd like, you can use this on your show. Some of the things, and some of the things I don't remember.
I'm looking at them, and I'm also, I don't want to like go too far in advance. So I want to read this live on the air.
Okay, so I just gave JC the list, and he even sends me a YouTube link, and he goes, here, if you do this, you can give me theme music. And I've selected my theme music for Matt's vacation list. And this is what he
gave
me.
This is it? Axel F. from Beverly Hills Cop.
He says, this will be the Matt vacation list theme song music. And I'm like, okay. So I'm reading this list, and I'm totally clueless for half of these things.
Well, it starts off with titled Relates. Relate number one. Car dealer got lost.
I don't even remember what that is.
I know you had a loaner car at one point because I saw you did the right thing. When you returned your loaner car,
oh,
you changed all the presets to Mix 94.1.
Oh, now I think I know. Jocelyn just got him on the line. Wait, hold on. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what you got?
Do you like your theme music that I selected?
Love it.
What that you selected?
This is home run, Matt. So car dealer got lost. What happened here?
She got there and she didn't know where to go when she got there.
You, Mercedes?
I got lost at the car dealership. Well, I never do stuff with my car. My wonderful husband always takes it in for me. So he sends me a text asking if I took the loaner car back. And I'm like, no, but I can. So I go and I pull up and I don't know where to go. I've never been there before to do that kind of stuff. So I'm just walking around in circles until some nice man finally asked me if I needed help. And I was like, yeah, I got to get my car. And so I got lost at the car dealership.
Okay, the second one, Matt, we don't want to say the name of the restaurant because we actually talked about this one earlier. You guys went to a restaurant that has some AC issues. And here's the thing, Matt. I've been in that restaurant a couple times, and I didn't know about those issues, and I should have forewarned you of those issues.
Yeah, that's that other parent you don't ever want to talk about.
Matt, don't say anything more, but yes, we didn't like that restaurant. Okay, go ahead.
Packing for a trip is ugly.
What's that about?
It's you don't know what to pack, what not to pack, and I always tell you don't take your clothes on vacation.
Yeah, I always overpack. So I brought like 3 or 4 outfits I didn't even wear.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Things make a strange noise, i.e. the fridge when you're trying. Oh, that's the worst.
What happened there?
That's when you went downstairs and you heard the refrigerator and it sounded like the compressor on the refrigerator was making noise and it just got hot.
Yeah, I was afraid to leave the house because I thought our refrigerator was going
to
explode.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. Yeah, something's making an odd noise. You're getting ready to leave town for 5 days, 7 days?
It was fine, though. Once I like opened up the little air vent on it, it was fine. So, no big deal.
Getting to the airport late, we talked about that one.
Yes, you were very happy.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm.
What would you put in a time capsule?
What was that from?
We were watching the news or something, and they were digging something up in New York, and they thought it was a bomb. And it wasn't a bomb. It was actually, it looked like it was ordnance, but it wasn't. And it was a time capsule that they had buried like back in 1937.
Oh, no way.
So what would you put in a time capsule today if you did have to bury something?
Maybe some kind of phone, like or cell phones and stuff.
So yeah, I'd put an iPhone in there.
An iPhone, yeah. Here's the thing, though. What I feel like when we were kids, we're always burying time capsules, but we're never digging them up. Like, I remember a kid when I was in school, I felt like we'd buried one every year. When are they going to start digging them up?
Why did we bury them? Why didn't we just put them like in a cabinet or something so someone could easily access them?
Yeah, why make
like,
the person
how are
work
they gonna,
for it?
How are they going to know they're even buried?
Yep.
Like, who just randomly digs up stuff? It doesn't make sense.
But aren't they supposed to do like a marker? Like, here lies the time capsule. Not to be dug up until 2050.
I've never seen a here lies a marker for a time capsule.
If anyone knows of a time capsule, let's dig it up early.
Yeah,
let's go
seriously,
premature.
That's a
Come
good
on.
Idea. Good relate there,
good one, Matt.
Matt.
Yeah.
Applesauce gets taken away.
Yes, yes, yes. Instead of putting it in the checked bag, it went on the carry-on bag.
I have to take applesauce wherever I go because of my daughter. She loves applesauce and she dips everything in applesauce. So, look, I made it through Las Vegas with applesauce. I made it through the Honolulu airport with applesauce. But when I'm in Kona and I'm going back to Honolulu, they think they need to take the applesauce. So I'm like, how did I make it through two other airport TSAs? And you're the one that takes away my applesauce. I didn't understand it.
Car doubled as a car service. Or cab. Yes. Cab doubled as a car service.
Yes, Mercedes, she'd gotten us a car service to pick up instead of an Uber, because I guess the Ubers in Hawaii are really hurting some of the local businesses there. So she got us this cool car service, but as we're on the plane to come back to Honolulu, they cancel it.
And then we find out that they reinstated it, and they just hired their own cab to pick us up.
Oh, really?
It was so funny.
Squeegee myself. I'm jumping around here because we're running out of time. Squeegee myself getting out of the shower.
Yeah, that's when you get, when you're done with the shower, I squeegee myself. That way I don't soak the bath mat or the floor. I squeegee myself.
Like, I walked
with
in
an actual
on him squeegeeing himself.
You got a squeegee?
No, you use your hands.
Oh, I do that too.
He like, whew.
Yeah, you don't squeegee yourself?
I never do that. I use my towel to dry myself.
No, you squeegee first. I'm the same way. I squeegee my chest, my legs,
yes.
Arms. Yeah, I get the
you
water
do
off.
Your hair. You do your hair too.
Yeah.
I don't squeegee
You don't
myself.
Squeegee?
That's so weird.
Oh, then you step on the bath mat and it's soaking wet. Yeah. Your towel is drenched.
You can tell when she's been on the bath mat. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Matt. I'm right there. I bet you every guy squeegees and the women don't for some reason.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then adding to the grocery list when in the store.
Oh, I'm standing at their checkout, already getting like two items up on the belt, and she texts me, "Hey, I need you to get me these almond slivers." I'm like, "Huh?"
Yes.
And then I'm like, "Hey, can you get me eggs?" And I'm like, "Hey, I need salsa." But he's already at the checkout, so he has to keep going back.
Matt,
it's
husband,
like Benny Hill music.
Yes, yes. Husband high five, because I get that when I'm in the car and I've left the grocery store.
Do you go back?
No.
Oh,
no.
Terrible husband.
Matt, that's awesome. There's more stuff on the list, but we're running late.
Hey, I get it. I was on vacation. That's what Foley says.
Thanks for doing that for me.
You're welcome. Have fun, guys.
For doing my
See you, Matt.
Show prep.
Yeah.
Last night he sends me this big long email. I'm like, what are all these things? The things that he notices, so funny.
Yeah, but how many of those things where I was lighting up on the squeegee thing? Yeah, so
yeah, I can't believe how your eyes lit up when we started talking about time capsules.
Honestly, time capsules.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.